Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
How can we take up the battle to be courageous, but to be graceful and not necessarily offending?
Well, stories are one of the most important things that we can share. The silence about abortion can best be broken by men and women who courageously say, this was a decision I made and I shouldn't have, and recognize that they have the power through their stories to save children from abortion and families from the pain and the destruction that abortion brings. And men in particular, I think, have a powerful role. I said in a previous book that I think that the most powerful catalyst for ending abortion is post-abortive men sharing their stories and encouraging other men not only to be sexually pure, but to protect their unborn children by whatever means that they can. Also, post-abortive women having an increased voice can only help. There's a great site that we built several years ago. It's called abortionmemorial.com, www.abortionmemorial.com. And there are several hundred stories from men and women, all who have had abortions in their past, sharing in very transparent, visceral ways their experience, and we have seen babies saved from just that piece. So sharing stories, that's probably the most powerful way. The second way, for men in particular, is we are wired to protect and defend. And although modern feminism would have us think otherwise, that is one of our primary roles as folks with X and Y chromosomes. That's the way God has wired us. And so as men become more and more involved using their business skills and their backgrounds and their strengths and their conviction and their voice and partner with women, we will see an acceleration. And that can happen in a number of different ways. I mean, we have lots of men on staff here who use their giftings in a lot of different ways, and we have a ton of volunteers. I was just with a guy on Sunday who comes in once a week to his local pregnancy center, and he counsels other fathers who are considering abortion. That is tough work. It is thankless work. You get a lot of ridicule. You have a lot of vitriol thrown at you, and yet every week, that's what he does. He comes in and volunteers his time. But I can't tell you how powerful that is and how many babies and families he's rescuing from abortion. So as we pray through it, God will give us direct callings in terms of what to do. But the point is to do something. We have to stand up and get involved. And by God's grace, we are seeing more and more men doing just that.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.